advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And well, this morning we're going to have with us Barry Shamus, bringing us up to date with what's going on over in Israel. You see, most people here in the United States, we just want to live our lives and be left alone and enjoy the good life, but we don't understand that there are powerful forces, I believe, largely spiritually driven, but certainly many times manifested by evil men who are intent upon bringing about a great conflict in the Middle East and in the Near East, and it's really only a matter of time before this whole area explodes. And if you think that we are going to be able to sit over here and live our lives and not be involved, I think you're sadly mistaken, because as we will point out to you in my January newsletter, why, of course, the government, without your knowledge, and of course they cannot let you know, has been actually transferring nuclear technology and nuclear supplies to Pakistan so that they can supply the other Muslim nations so they can build their nuclear weapons. But you can't let the American people know that. We're against the spread of nuclear weapons. But I fear that when this great conflict comes, or soon thereafter, why, we will see a nuclear holocaust, and American cities will not escape the scourge. So with that as a background, let's get Barry to bring us up. Barry Shamus, an investigative reporter from Israel, who was forced to leave there for fear of his life because of the things that he'd been doing for years, trying to warn the Israeli people they were being betrayed by their leaders, just as we're being betrayed by our leaders. But, of course, nobody wants to believe it. Anyway, go right ahead, Barry. Bring us up to date. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. I was on the phone to Miami. I'm going to be speaking in Miami, but there's been changes. Nonetheless, if people know anyone in Miami, on March 9th at 2:30 in the afternoon, I'm speaking to Liz Caminos de Israel at 221 North 46th Avenue in Hollywood. But if, in fact, you know people in Miami, anyone, email me. Well, go to my website and you can find a way to email me. That's barrychamish.com. And again, we're going to try and get the message out. It's very difficult. People are not allowing me to speak. People are actually preventing me from speaking. It's a fantastic phenomenon how Jews really don't want to know how much trouble Israel's in.
Well, I'm sure it's because you're bringing out information that they don't want brought out. And the last thing they would really want would be for the average Jewish person in America to realize that the leaders of Israel are on the other side. But you go right ahead. Do your story.
Well, I'll do the overall week before diving into something pretty important. We'll be talking about the murder of Ofer Chaza, Israel's most popular singer ever. She died in 2001. But I guess people should understand that every week it gets stupider and stupider. Hamas was supposed to have got 40,000 people to march against their fence with Israel. Now, I haven't received any information, so I guess I hope it was a flop. But the concept is really quite fantastic. What if Hamas did to Israel what they did to Egypt, which is approach the separation fence, blow it up, and have 500,000 people pour into Israel? And this is, by the way, is not a fantasy. They've already done it. And now Israel would, as near as I can figure, would, if it wants to protect itself and doesn't want to be swamped in one day they'd have to shoot. I mean, that's what a normal country would do if you have 500,000 illegal immigrants all trying to rush your border fence and come into your country. You would have to shoot. You would think. Now, I'm thinking that the Israeli army would not shoot. I'm thinking they'll do what the Egypt did and let them swarm over. And, well, that would be the end of Israel. I mean, really, 500,000 Arabs from Gaza swarming into Israel, that country, I don't know. I guess that would be such a mess and utter chaos that the country as such would just stop functioning. Now, the reason why I think the army may not fight is just a little item that was making the rounds. The defense minister, Ehud Barak, sat down with the commanders of the Lebanon war fiasco of a year and a half ago, and he was supposedly shocked. He found that his officers disobeyed orders because they felt the orders would have risked their soldiers. And Barak, you know, for all he is and the fact that he let Lebanon be taken over by the Hezbollah and the disaster he is, the scandal-ridden general, nonetheless still remembers when the army obeyed orders.
For our listeners, Barak is the defense secretary in charge of the defense over there. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's the minister of defense, all right. Now, what he could not believe is that his officers they didn't fight a war. They don't know how to fight a war anymore. And the quote is, Israel has been fighting insurrection, it's been fighting Jews. The IDF was used to pull 10,000 Jews out of their homes, but they haven't fought a war since 1982, and the army no longer knows how to fight a war. This is the horrible results of Barak's investigation of the IDF, that its officers don't know how to fight a war anymore. And in case you people still believe that the Israeli army is mighty, it is not mighty, it's cowardly. And this is what Barak discovered, that the officers wouldn't risk the lives of their soldiers, and in essence, did not accept orders from superiors. Oops, I hear music.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network. And, of course, if you're not fighting to win, why risk the lives of your soldiers? We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Everybody with a yard probably has something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talky tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. Barry, go right ahead.
Just a last point before we dive into this week's murder. I wrote an article about a subject we've spoken about the rabbi who is being used to pervert the religious youth from protesting into harmless, silly reactions to the removal of themselves and their families from their homes. And his name is Shlomo Avinair. I got a lot of reaction, including lost subscribers, some of them pretty big. But on the other hand, the Likud Party put the article up on their website and their news group, which is, it says something, I'm not sure what. And the Jewish Telegraphic Agency also put it up on their news group. There are some Jews who realize I'm right. Most know. Most want to believe that no rabbi could betray their people. And I assure you people, rabbis can betray their people. They're doing it constantly. Sometimes it's conscious. In the case of Shlomo Avinair, he was just caught molesting women. He was caught changing the rules of menstruation, which is a big deal in Judaism. It tells you when a child can be born religiously legitimate. He changed the rules in a lot of, well, it's not a big deal for me, but for people who keep the Torah, they want their children born according to the Torah, and he changed that. And there were a lot of children born out of wedlock from a religious point of view. He's working for the Shabak. And there are other rabbis who just simply are teaching ethics and good behavior instead of warning their people that the potential for a Holocaust is very, very high right now. And Israel could be overcome, and there could be a war that will kill thousands. They're not doing it. It's more important that their students learn the Torah and learn what's right from wrong than actually protecting themselves. And this is what happened during the 30s when the rabbis went to sleep, and they deluded their people. And they gave wonderful sermons, and they studied intensely what good behavior is from bad behavior, and they got slaughtered. We've got that all over again. Many of the rabbinical groups have been infiltrated, very infiltrated, and the rabbis have been simply perverted to turn the Torah against the Jews. And this is something that no one is mentioning, but because you cannot, it's called Lashon Hara in Hebrew, the evil tongue. You can't say a bad word against rabbis. Well, yes, you can. If they're harming your people, you can say whatever you want about rabbis. And that's what I did this week. And I'll tell you, some Jews really do want to survive and many don't. And that's this week's lesson, I suppose. So we speak now of Ofak Haza.
Go right ahead.
All right. Ofak Haza was murdered.
Now, who was Ofak Haza?
Ofak Haza was Israel's most famous singer. I can't describe her influence. She was Israel's only major singer all through the 1980s and 90s. She sang disco songs to Yemenite tunes. She was the world's first Yemenite disco performer. She was the sweetheart of Israel, and she died of AIDS in February of the year 2000. She died of AIDS, and everyone thought that that was how she died. Now, this is a very modest woman. She was not promiscuous, and it made no sense. Now, the story I'm about to tell is true. Word for word, fact for fact, but you're not going to believe it.
I'll believe it, Barry. I'll believe, you know, because you've been very, very accurate in what you've presented in the past. So what is the story behind the story?
All right. For those who really want the depth, it's in my book, Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust, which in the Denver area, a number of them are floating around. Ofra Kaza when she married, I would guess she was about 35. And she didn't necessarily want to marry her husband. His name was Doron Ashkenazi. Now, I'm going to jump ahead, and then we'll go back. Doron Ashkenazi died of an overdose of crystalline meth, crystalline cocaine, 14 months after Ofra Kaza died. What a coincidence. He was hushed up as well. And this is the background to let you know what a scandal took place in Israel surrounding the murder of Ofra Kaza. And her family, by the way, do believe she was murdered. Her lawyer does believe she was murdered. And I believe she was murdered. Everyone else thinks she died of AIDS. Now, Ofra Kaza made a movie. In 1997, it was called Absolute Justice. She put $1.5 million, which in Israel is a big deal for a movie, into the movie. The director was another Yemenite, Arnon, oh my goodness, it'll come to me. There's a lot of names out there, and they'll come to me. He won he was nominated for an Academy Award Best Foreign Film. It was called Beyond the Walls. He was a very, 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 very powerful in Israel director. Now, this film should have been an enormous, enormous success, simply because Ofra Kaza was in it. But this film was a story of Yemenite children.
All right, now, because for our listeners who don't know about the Yemenite children, you're going to tell them, you know, about this terrible, terrible tragedy that was inflicted upon these children and their families. And of course, this story's been totally covered up, not only in Israel, but in the United States, because, of course, a lot of them were sent to the United States for medical experiments.
Indeed, they were. By the way, the director was Arnon Sadok, big name in Israel. So you had a film where Ofra Kaza herself, forget the character, but Ofra Kaza lost a cousin who one day disappeared and was never seen again. And it bothered her, and she was deeply concerned about the issue of where did Yemenite infants and toddlers disappear to. Which, by the way, in the 90s was the concern of all Yemenites in Israel until the government completely snuffed out a protest movement, a big one, led by Rabbi Meshulam. They had to do a little killing, and they had to do a lot of repressing, and Meshulam was sent to prison, and he came out lobotomized. It was a lot of work to snuff this out. But nonetheless, here is Ofra Kaza bringing it back in 97.
When did this tragedy occur? What was the time frame when this really occurred?
The Yemenite children or Ofra Kaza?
Yeah, the Yemenite children. When were they kidnapped and sent to the United States?
1948 to 56.
Okay.
They lost 4,500 infants and toddlers. sent to a hospital. Supposedly they weren't well in school, and the parents were told the next day they were dead. And many years later, they dug up the graves, and there were no children in them.
Basically, they were kidnapped and sent to the United States for medical experiments. Was that it?
Yeah, a few were adopted. Of the 4,500, Rabbi Meshulam told me maybe 500 were actually adopted, and most died in cruel atomic experiments in the United States. I guess I should give a little background quickly.
You need to give the background, because that's so important, Barry.
I interviewed Rabbi Meshulam in prison. He wanted me to be spokesman for his movement, and because his movement was taken over by the Shabak, by the Secret Services, and he couldn't do much about it, and he had a whole family of supposed helpers running his movement, and he knew they were Shabak, and he just, Aura Shifras, by the way, was the spokesman. She was working for the government. It was a fiasco, and he invited me to his prison, because he saw what I did with Rabin, was very impressed, and he asked me to take over, as spokesman for his movement, and he told me many things that, had not gone public. Now, the first one, I was the first to hear this outside maybe a small circle of people. He told me, I asked him, why don't you just, as best as possible, rejoin the biological parents with their children? And he had a music box, and he blasted it. And so we wouldn't be heard. I mean, we were, the cell was bugged, and he knew it. And he said, I'm waiting for the parents to die. I don't want this to get out until they die. Said their children weren't adopted. Said most of them were sent to the United States because they ran out of guinea pigs for atomic experiments. Up till then, they'd used their own people. They used the retarded. They use prisoners, they use black prisoners, lots of them from Georgia and Texas. And he said it was discovered, exposed, and Shimon Peres, who was then head of the Atomic Energy Commission of Israel, made a deal with the American Army, and they sent, in exchange for atomic secrets, Peres wanted a reactor, they sent the guinea pigs from Israel. Who were the M&A children.
Okay,
that's the basic background.
It's so important for our listeners to understand that in the aftermath of the Second World War, they actually used the children, the mentally defective children, mentally retarded children, in orphans here in the United States, and they experimented on them. And this is covered in a book called The Plutonium Files, and even 60 Minutes did an expose of this some time ago. And all these children were sent to the hospitals and supposedly, just spontaneously died. No, they were killed in these experiments right here in the United States. And the book Plutonium Files, you can go up on the Internet, check it out. But, of course, most Americans don't understand that we ran out of children, so they had to import them. And that was the 4,500 Yemeni children kidnapped. They were healthy kids. They weren't mentally defective, retarded, or orphaned. They were kidnapped from their families and sent here. But how can you let the people of Israel know that? How can you let the American people realize the degree of depravity? And, of course, the total concern for a human life. How can you let the American people realize that this permeates the highest levels at Washington, D.C.? So go ahead with the story, Barry.
Well, how could you make the Israeli people understand? I remember an argument I had with a neighbor, and he tried to justify the kidnappings. He said at least these children were raised with a lot of money, and they had wonderful adoptive parents. And I said, who says they were adopted? And he just stopped, and he understood there is another story. Maybe the children weren't adopted. He had never considered that because the propaganda says that they lived much better lives than they would have in Israel. They had beautiful new parents. And in Israel, at the time, it was the state ombudsman, Miriam Ben-Parat, actually had a Yemenite daughter who was kidnapped. Oh, I hear music.
The full support of the Israeli government. We'll be right back here. They targeted specifically groups, the Moroccans, the Yemeni Israelis. Maybe next time it'll be your child.
Thing buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talkie tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. And before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your CDs, and how they can get your webpage.
Well, when it comes to Ofer Chaza, the book is Subtitle 3, Labor, Zionism, and the Holocaust. And you go to lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. In the right-hand corner, it says Search. Write my name. It's C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish, and you'll get to the book. The website is BarryChamish.com. We'll do it now. DVDs, which I actually sell over the phone. And I'll talk to anyone. I have a very personal view of this message. I need advocates, and when you talk to me, odds are you will become an advocate. So my number is 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. And we're back to OFA.
Okay, fine. Just let me put in a plug. one of Barry's best DVDs is the one on UFOs, and let me recommend that to you. It's got a tremendous amount of great footage of pictures of the UFOs as they were in Israel and in his story of the return of the giant. So, but the story of the Yemenite children, could you imagine in a small country where 4,000, 4,500 children are kidnapped with the full support of the government, Central America, or where they're killed? You can't let that out. You can't let the American people, you can't let the Israeli people know the truth. Anybody wants to check it out, go up on the Internet and Google in Yemeni children or Barry Shamish Yemeni children. But there are all sorts of other stories up there about them. But, of course, we can't let the American people know either. So you go ahead back to the story, Barry.
Well, there's a problem, and what I do is it's too out there. And I can't help myself anymore. I've got the knowledge, and it's very hard to go backwards.
I know. I look back 45 years. Well, I've been better never to have figured out what was going on in the world. But I feel I'm supposed to know, and I feel you're supposed to know, and your job is to get the information out, whether you want to or not.
Well, I was hired to write an article for a Messianic Jewish paper, and I told a story. That it was supposed to be a prediction of the year 2008, and basically I said that unless the Israeli people understand that their government has got to be changed because these people have done tremendous damage in the past, and they're about to do incalculable damage in the future, you've got to actually put a stop to all this. You've got to rub out labor Zionism. They're the ones who kidnap the children. And you've got to get Israel back to being a Jewish state with Jewish values and really the values of the people, because they're extremely different than the values of the government.
Of the labor Zionists, right.
The labor Zionists founded Israel. They're the likes of Chaim Weizmann and Ben-Gurion and Golda Meir, and all these people were really, really evil. And when you say that, Jews are shocked. How could Ben-Gurion be evil? Well, he was evil because he kidnapped 4,500 children. He was Prime Minister of Israel, and if you think he didn't know this was going on, you don't understand how decisions are made. What these people were doing was absolutely frightening. And Ofer Chaza made a movie called Absolute Justice, produced by Arnon Sadok, the biggest producer in Israel, about, essentially she plays a character who meets a journalist and she discovers the journalist is really her brother and who was kidnapped. And the story is irrelevant. The fact is that she was exposing the kidnapping, and Shimon Peres was not irrelevant. It was extremely irrelevant. Now, all I can say is that Doron Ashkenazi, her husband, supposedly gave her AIDS. She didn't want to marry him. A lot of money made sure that she married Doron Ashkenazi. Now, a lot of people thought that he gave her the AIDS. And apparently, she got pregnant through him, and the child was aborted, which a Yemenite, modest Yemenite woman would never do. When they got married, he forced her to leave her home in Yehud. That's the Yemenite capital of Israel, where Rabbi Meshulam lived, and the whole movement to get the truth of the Yemenite babies was emanating from Yehud. He forced her to move to Herzliya. Before she died, he emptied her bank account. He claimed that she wrote a will giving all her property to him. The whole thing was incredibly ugly. But then, 14 months after she died, on the first night of Passover, he takes an overdose of crystalline coke. Now this story is extremely weird. His car was parked 15 miles from where he died. On Passover evening, you do not stay alone in your apartment with a couple of friends. You go to a Seder, a dinner. The whole story was not believable. But nonetheless, 14 months after Ofer Chazah died, her husband dies of an overdose. He was knocked off, too. I mean, this was your serial murder Israeli style. But I'm going to go and jump ahead before we go and jump backwards. One, if she had AIDS, why didn't Ofer Chazah seek treatment? Well, as we dive into her husband, Doron Ashkenazi, we discover that Ofer Chazah's doctor, Mimi Hatman, was a close friend and lover of Doron Ashkenazi, and she apparently didn't even tell Ofer Chazah what she was dying of. She didn't receive the AIDS cocktail. No one even knows how she got the AIDS. She was injected. She did not get it naturally. Doron Ashkenazi did not have AIDS. All of this was your standard everyday murder, of which Ashkenazi had had enough, and towards the end of his life, he agreed to be tested for AIDS and let the public know that he did not give her the fatal disease, and they killed him. And they actually killed him. Now, I'm going to jump to an interview I had, and then maybe we'll go backwards, because this story is just so complicated. Let's just say that I received a phone call. The year, I believe, was 2003. It was from a cousin of Ofer Chazah. And by the way, his last name is Meshulam, the same as the rabbis. I'm giving you a hint. I'm not going to say much more about that. But a cousin of Ofer Chazah said she was killed. I've got a story to tell you. You're the only one who will print this story. Let's meet. And I don't want to necessarily, oh, the heck with it. He took a plane from the city of Eilat to meet me in Tel Aviv.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
Right.
Barry Shamish here. Ladies and gentlemen, they kill people. They kill them in Israel. They kill them right here in the United States, too. Don't think for a minute they don't. That's why you've got to be involved in helping save America and Israel.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago. And we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Do you frequently turn up the TV? Does everyone seem to mumble? Do you struggle to hear loved ones during the holidays? If so, it's time to have your hearing checked.
Hello, my name is Michelle Gross, and I'm a certified audiologist. I've been helping people with their hearing and hearing aid problems for over 20 years. Columbine Hearing Center is dedicated to customized hearing health care.
Call 303-857-6688 today and make an appointment to start hearing better. KHNC listeners will receive a free one-year supply of batteries with their new hearing aid. That's 303-857-6688.
Did you know there's a 3,000-year-old God-given whole food that's changing lives for the better? Limu mui, a sea vegetable full of a miraculous glyconutrient called fucoidin, considered the mother's milk of the sea for its immune-empowering properties. Drink great-tasting limu mui 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces in the evening, and see your lives change for the better. Call 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Dr. Stan and our guest, Barry Shemesh. Barry, go right ahead.
Well, I meet Ofer Chaz's cousin at a restaurant near the Shalom Tower in Tel Aviv. And he comes with a briefcase full of pictures and some documentation, and he shows Ofer Chaz at the Oslo, at the signing of the Oslo so-called peace accord. She's singing. He shows Ofer Chaz at the Nobel Prize ceremony where Shimon Peres he got a peace prize. She shows him a picture. She shows me a picture of Shimon Peres dancing with her, and Margaret Thatcher is in the background. He shows me a picture of Ofer Chaz and Shimon Peres in the background of a papal meeting. And I said, what's the point of these pictures? He said, you have to understand, Ofer Chaz had a long-term affair with Shimon Peres. And I said, you're kidding. I said, no one's going to believe this. He said, you're going to believe it. You're going to believe that Doron Ashkenazi was a hitman. He was not a husband. He was set up to marry Ofer Chaz to kill her. And it's I said, no one's going to believe this. He said, that's why I brought the pictures. Why do you think Ofer Chaz sang at the Oslo signing? Why do you think she signed at the Nobel Prize ceremony? Here's a picture of her with the Queen of Sweden. He said, Shimon Peres saw her in a film in the 70s. She was just a slum girl, pretty face, who got a role in a movie. He said, if not for Peres, she would have never been a success. He said, you have to understand that Peres actually helps the women that he sleeps with. He says, lots of them have their careers, they got their careers because of Shimon Peres. Colette Avital, Israel's ambassador to New York, got her career through Peres. And he starts talking. He said, look, my family think that Peres raped her. He said, outright. But I don't think it was rape. I think it was what he said doesn't matter. He said he raped her mind. And he said, look, you're off to Sweden for the Nobel Prize ceremony. The winner of the Nobel Prize takes you there. They meet in a hotel room. You give in. He said there are pressures, and you give in to them. And he said when she made that movie, Peres went crazy because he was essentially one of the few survivors one of the surviving kidnappers of the MNA children. And I said to him, look, do you think she made this movie to get even with Peres? And he said to me, I'm not sure she was aware of his role, but other people in the family well knew that she was aware of his role. When the movie came out, Ofer told me that she mentioned names, associates of Peres, his name was Yisrael Kassar of the Labor Party. It doesn't matter the details what he told me. He said that they were all chopped up. She said, Ofer Chaz is Israel's sweetheart. The movie was shown once. It was shown at the Tel Aviv Cinematheque, and then somehow it disappeared. That movie would have been an enormous success, but you can't mention Yemenite children in Israel. Peres went crazy when that movie came out in 97, and he arranged Doron Ashkenazi to marry and kill her. And I'm just sitting there and I said, no one's going to believe this. This is too fantastic a story. And I said, well, our family believes it. And, well, we have an attorney who's working on it. Now, this attorney wrote a book. His name is Rami Zuberi. He wrote a book on the Yemenite children. He took the information about the Ofer Chaza murder, and he went on TV with proof, with written prescriptions. Ofer Chaza's written prescriptions, they were not intended. Well, they were placebos. They were not the AIDS cocktail. She was given poison. And again, my source said, we don't know how she got the AIDS. Probably injected, but the medicine was not going to keep her alive. And he reminds me, says, remember when she died, we were told that she was too ashamed to admit she had AIDS, and she essentially died of shame. I said, he said to me, do you really believe that Ofer Chaza would let herself die of shame? He said, that's the way they spun the story. I knew Ofer, she was not going to die of shame. If she knew she had AIDS, she would have treated it. Sure. There was something wrong with the way she died. And then I found out from, again, my source, that Doron Ashkenazi's lover, Dr. Mimi Hatman, was the one who prescribed her nothing but poison. It was simply poison. Now, I went on with this fellow. His name was Meshulam. He flew in from Eilat. And I'm going to go all the way. What the heck? His name was Mayor Meshulam. He flew in from Eilat and met with me. He said the whole family knows that Perez killed her. But we can't say it because we can't prove it. But everyone knows that they were having an affair. This is the first time probably in America anyone seems to know this, that Perez had a lot of women, and they were traditionally... Whoops, that's the music.
But we're out of time, Barry. We'll have more time. It's our evening program when anybody wants to get the tape of that. Bye-bye. God bless. Talk to you later.
You got it. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Here's your opportunity to learn more about YTB, your travel business. It's a travel party. Monday, February the 25th at 7 p.m. The place is Slotsky's, 4212 South College Avenue in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center in Fort Collins. There'll be free sandwiches, snacks, and drinks. So that's a YTB travel party Monday, February the 25th at 7 p.m. at Slotsky's, 4212 South College Avenue in Fort Collins. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, and I realize, of course, the story that you've heard, this couldn't have gone on in America. Well, let me tell you, it did go on in America. There's a book, The Plutonium Files, that we have in our library that tells at least part of the story, not the part about the Yemeni children, but fortunately you have the internet. You can go ahead and simply Google in Yemeni children kidnapped and Barry Shamish, or you can track the story down. Somebody had called in the program. We didn't get them on, but they were talking about the files on plutonium. The plutonium experiments were available at a college. I won't mention the college, but if that individual could call me through our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927, I'd be glad to pay for the files to get them. Certainly we have many files on many things, but I'd like to have these available. People need to understand the degree of evil that exists in the hearts of the people who really run the things behind the scenes. The Brotherhood of Darkness, the spiritual hierarchy, call them what you will. These are people without a soul. And that's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's why you need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret. And there's so much that we have here at Radio Liberty you're not going to get elsewhere. The pamphlets on the occult hierarchy that rule the world. What they say about their control over finance and education and the control of governments. Any of you who want to get any of our material, you can ask for the pamphlet put out by the Lucius Trust, used to be Lucifer Publishing House, called The Spiritual Hierarchy. We have it. We'll be glad to send it to you. And that's The Spiritual Hierarchy. You need to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And there are people out there who are going to plan to destroy our economy. This is why when our country today has to actually borrow $2.5 billion a day to pay our bills, and yet we're sending hundreds of billions of dollars to other countries throughout the world and writing off $43 billion in international debt. We've negotiated that, and we're transferring our wealth to other countries to raise their living standards and to lower ours. They're going to destroy the value of our currency. That's the plan. That's what they're doing today, and destroy our economy and impoverish our people. And we're actually looking into the possibility of a very real famine. That's why the bees are disappearing. That's why the crops throughout the world are failing. The United Nations is even worried about food rationing for the middle class in countries and in places like developing countries throughout the world. And one day there may be food rationing right here in the United States. Do you know a better way to kill off hundreds of millions of people? If you haven't actually heard my talk on Nundare College genocide or planned population reduction or population control, you need to do that. You need to get my talk. It's my monograph. It's up on my webpage at RadioLiberty.com called Planned Population Reduction. Planned Population Reduction. Go to RadioLiberty.com. Get it. Get our other material. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, you may not believe what I've said, but you have an obligation to prove me wrong. There is a population control agenda. They plan to kill billions of people. They've already killed them throughout the world. This AIDS epidemic was totally contrived. This is a man-made disease. And, of course, it's not HIV. It's HIV plus the mycoplasma, which is in almost all of them in every case. And but don't worry, the government has a patent. The Armed Forces Institute has a patent on the mycoplasma, which is the technology of AIDS.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs.